The purpose of this video is to explain what the bus portfolios are all about. Right now we have the bus 12, the bus 13, and we will be putting out the bus 14. This is going to serve, number one, is to explain it to you now, but it's also going to be a part of our introduction to our new website that just took off last week and is getting some tremendous use, because what we've done is we've recognized that the internet is going to change dramatically over the next 3 to 5 years as it builds out or rebuilds in order to reach the ability to feed the amount of data that's going to be needed to run the websites that are going to use artificial intelligence and machine learning. What that means basically is that a website which was static, where you just saw pictures and read words and maybe watched videos, is now going to be interactive. And through ChatGPT and BART and all these large language platforms, you're going to be able to interact. You're going to be able to ask questions, you're going to be able to get answers. You're actually, in some very intense websites, you're going to be able to ask a question and they'll show you how to use their software right there and then. This is going to take a lot of computing power, and so that's why all the data centers are being rebuilt. That's why the Bus 13 portfolio has taken off so well, and why we've had year to date about an 84% rate of return within it. Now, the Bus 12 and the Bus 14 are different, and I'll get into that, but I just wanted to explain to you, this video is going to be an introductory to our website, but we'll get right into that after I share that this isn't financial advice. This is just Kerry explaining his many, many, many years of experience and what he believes that this is going to make the growth of the stock market from 1989 through 2023 look like a cheap carnival. Well, the big circus is now coming to town, and this is your opportunity. This is your investment opportunity of a lifetime. Let's get to it right after this.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
So I told you what the Bus 13 portfolio is about, rebuilding the internet. The Bus 12 portfolio is about them delivering, or them when I say those, tech companies and software companies, delivering artificial intelligence and machine learning to us. The build-out is going to represent about 40% of the growth that's going to happen in the stock market over the next 3 to 5 years. Now, the remaining 60% is going to be in the software that is going to come your way. And I want to give you kind of a picture of what that might look like. And I want to use as an example one of the stocks that I'm trying right now to buy for the Bus 12 portfolio, and that is Adobe. I use Adobe for editing my videos that I put up, just like this one. I also use Adobe Photoshop for editing photos that I use inside the videos. And I want to take you to Adobe to give you an idea of just how complicated it is and how imposing it is. And then explain to you how ChatGPT or BART or some large language platform is going to make it so easy that it's going to expand Adobe's TAM such that you and I, who have no experience in this and only want to use it for possibly social benefits on our social media, will adapt to it and pay a monthly expense. That will increase Adobe's TAM. And I want to show you how this is going to work and how you need to recognize what's going to happen, then identify the stocks that are going to do similar things to what Adobe is going to do and invest in them now. But so let's look at Adobe first, and then we'll look at how they're going to adapt their actual websites. When you open up Adobe, this is what you see, okay? And you're paying $19 a month, and this is what you see. And you say, what do I do now? Well, you go to their tutorials, and you figure out what you're going to do. And so when I go to it, I say I want a new file, and I want to create, and then it gives me this, okay? So what do I do then? Well, and look at all the tools. These are all the tools they give you, all right? And then they give you all this over here as well. So, and then they give you all this up here as well. So what I do, and I have taught myself to do this, is basically say open. I go to my open file on a picture of Jamie Dimon. There he is. And what I want to do is I want to use Jamie Dimon in one of my videos. So how do I do that? Well, I have taught myself over time I need to have them read it as a subject. Okay. Once he reads it as a subject, you can see they have outlined Jamie perfectly. I come down here and I click it. And now I have a transparent background that I can lay Jamie's picture into any of my videos. All right? How did I learn that? I learned that by probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 hours of study and watching YouTube videos and learning it. Now, my question to you is, are you going to do that? Probably not. And that's what limits Adobe's TAM, total addressable market. Well, what if they could bring you into that addressable market? What if over here there was a tab that I could click on and it would introduce me to an avatar? And that avatar would say, Kerry, they already know who I am. Kerry, what is it you want to do today? And I know nothing about this website. And I say, I want to take this picture of Jamie Dimon, or I want to take a picture of Jamie Dimon and drop the background out so that I can use it in my video that I'm creating. And they would say, go click on open and find the file that you want in your picture file. Click on it and bring it to the format, then click on, and they're telling me this, click on subject, I click on subject, there, you've outlined it, Elon, now come down here into this corner, and click there, and there, it's done. Now, as I said, that took me 15 hours to figure out. If, in fact, they had come and offered me this dog to tell me how to do it, they would have locked me in immediately. They have about six other offerings, such as Adobe Rush, which is where I adapt my videos. If they again would do that, you might consider using Adobe Rush. Again, as a result of this ability to interact with you, they will grow their TAM probably fivefold. Okay, just because they're now being able to teach you how to do it, even they may say to you, would you like us to do it for you? And we will walk you through the steps, and then you can print on your printer the individual steps that we took so that you can do it by yourself in the future. That's what's coming. I know that because I connect the dots. That's what's coming to Adobe. That's what's going to come to Salesforce. That's what's going to come to a number of other stocks. So now that we understand that, we can address what other stocks do we want to put in our Bus 12 portfolio that are going to increase their TAM as a result of artificial intelligence and machine learning. So I got a very good question this weekend on the Bus 12 and the Bus 13. We see what you're buying, Kerry, but how do you allocate against that? You're buying at $10,000 or $30,000 at a time. Some of us aren't all that wealthy. How do you allocate? Well, I wanted to show you that, and this is an oversight on my part. One of the tabs you'll see is Kerry's portfolio. So you go to Kerry's portfolio, and here you see all the stocks that I own that are in the Bus 12, the Bus 13, and some that will be in the Bus 14, and it shows you how many shares of each that I own. And then over here, it shows you the allocation in percentages. So all you have to do is say, okay, hey, of my $10,000, how much should it be in VRT if I'm going to mirror Kerry's portfolio and I believe in what he's doing? Well, it's 2%. On the other hand, how much should NVIDIA be? Well, that's 5%. How much should Microsoft be? If you're mirroring me, it's going to be 9.5%. So this is all part of that service as well, so that you can then judge what I'm doing, saying, does this fit my profile? Is this what I want to do? Is this the guidance I want to take? And make your own decisions. So this is in depth. Now, what's going to happen also is I will create a video that will sit right up here that will explain all that. Okay, so you don't have to keep digging back and forth and saying, where did he explain that? Those videos will appear on each of the channels. So what we're trying to do is give you an easy way to maneuver through and make good investment decisions. And again, this is our membership levels. What I've just been talking about is the Platinum Plus. It's $20 a month. If you can't make $20 a month off of this, don't do it. If you want to just come and be a part of the chat, the interaction, that's at the entry level, and that's the tribe, and that's $4. Then if you want to get involved in Mark's swing trading program, that's $60. Now, part of, if you are in either of these two, or if you're in the platinum, you also get the premium, you also get the tribe. If you're all in, just in the premium, you get the premium benefits plus the tribe. Now, how that works is, let's say you see something that I do, you've got a question, you go, and let me show you this, you go to here under services, and you go to premium plus discussion, and that takes you to our Discord. And there at the Discord, Frank asked me some questions. I then answered Frank's questions and gave him some detail. This is how you communicate with me. I keep office hours. I dedicate my mornings to research and to producing my videos. Afternoon from 1 to 3, I'm available for chat. Okay. And then on Fridays, I'm available through our Friday Stock Talk, which is a Zoom call where you can ask me and other parts of my team questions and you can interact. I'm trying to give you a way to make good investment decisions based upon my years of knowledge, my work, my analysis, and then you use your due diligence to say that makes sense. And I want to be a part of this tribe that he's creating. So if you want to be a part of the tribe, all you have to do is get on the bus. The link's in the description.